This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everybody? Hope you are all doing well. Thank you for checking out the Week 10 Thrive Plays show. Going to give you three of my favorite picks for their traditional contest where you're picking 10 out of the 20, and then I'm going to give you a player prop parlay at the end. If you are a new user for Thrive Fantasy, you can use our code TFA on your first deposit and get a 100% deposit match up to $100. So be sure to check that out. Let's get into it. For the first pick, I'm going with Carson Wentz under 0.5 interceptions. So obviously just betting on him not to throw a pick. We hit on this one a few weeks ago. I'm going back to it. Now, what we will see Wentz make some questionable decisions, right? Especially when he's under pressure, like we saw in that Titans game, which eventually cost them that game. But he still only has three picks on the season. PFF has charged him with a 2.5% turnover-worthy play rate, which ranks 22nd out of 35 quarterbacks with at least 100 dropbacks. Indy's offensive line is kind of middle of the road in terms of the majority of the pass-blocking metrics that you look at, but Jacksonville ranks dead last in Football Outsiders' adjusted sack rate. Their defense has only generated 79 total pressures on the year, which is 11th fewest. Now, if you look at it in terms of their pressure rate, they do look a little bit better, but that's because they have seen the seventh fewest dropbacks in the league against them. So I'm going to take the 125 points here on the under and Carson Wentz to not throw a pick. Second one, I'm rolling with Deontay Johnson over 0.5 touchdowns. So again, obviously just to find the end zone. Detroit has allowed the seventh highest completion percentage and the second highest touchdown percentage. The Steelers have an okay implied point total this week, sitting at 25.5. But I like this as a bounce back spot, you know, positive regression kind of thing for Deontay. He only has three touchdowns on the season, but he's 15th in targets, 16th in receptions, and that's with him missing two games. Missed the one due to injury, and the Steelers have had their bye week as well. So I think in this matchup, although I'm not confident with the Steelers to cover the 8.5 point spread, I do think they put up some points, and I think Deontay, with Chase Claypool being out, obviously no Juju, I think Deontay finds the end zone. My last pick here is going to be another under, and I'm going Tom Brady under 309.5 passing yards. Now, I'll be honest, I don't feel great betting against Tom Brady, especially in this spot, going up against Washington, who's just been dreadful against the pass all year. I think they're allowing either the most or the second most yards per game through the air. But I do think because of the injuries to AB, Godwin, Gronk is out in this game as well. I think we could take advantage of that here. And if we take the under and that one hits, that's 105 points to the under. And if you look at other sports books, if you know, want to feel a little bit better about this, his passing number is between like 294.5 to 298.5. So taking the under at 309.5, you're getting a little bit of value here based on that. Still expecting Brady to crush, but we've seen a couple of games this season where he throws for, you know, 250 yards, but still has four or five scores. So I think that's what we could be looking here in this matchup against Washington. All right, let's wrap it up with the Week 10 player prop parlay. The first one is going to be Aaron Jones over 91.5 total yards. Jones has actually failed to hit this in just three of his nine games this year. Gets a matchup against Seattle, sets up pretty well for him. The Hawks have allowed the 12th most rushing yards on the season, which is whatever, you know, middle of the pack. But where it gets interesting is they've allowed the third most receiving yards to running backs as well. Now, I know A.J. Dillon has started to become a thing, and he's getting involved in both the rushing and the passing game. But Jones is still seeing 17.4 opportunities per game on the year. So in this spot, Rodgers looking like he should be back. 49.5 point total on this game. I like Jones to go over 91.5 total yards. And I am pairing that with Michael Pittman over 64.5 receiving yards. The Jags have actually been pretty decent on the ground against running backs, but against receivers in the passing game, they rank dead last in Football Outsiders pass DVOA. They have PFF's 23rd ranked coverage grade for the teams, and they are tied with the Eagles for allowing the fourth highest passer rating on the season. They've also given up the 10th most receiving yards to wide receivers on the year as well. There has just been one game this year where they haven't allowed at least one receiver to go over the 64.5 mark. Some of the games they've given up: Brandon Cooks, $132. Cortland Sutton, $159. AJ Green and Christian Kirk went over 100. Tyler Boyd, 118. Jamar Chase, 77. Jalen Waddle, 70. Tyler Lockett, $142 with Geno Smith at quarterback. So there's a lot to like here. Those are going to be my parlays. Aaron Jones over 91.5 total yards and Pittman over 64.5 receiving yards. That is going to wrap it up for the Week 10 Thrive Picks. Appreciate you checking it out. If you are checking this out early enough on Saturday, I will be going live with Tom Corson for TFA's Player Prop Talk at 9:30 on Saturday night. We'll be going live for that, so be sure to check back to the YouTube channel for that. Good luck this week, and I'll talk to you all next week.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.